Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, in the world headquarters here, Let's Talk Hookup. Beautiful Southern California day here in San Diego. We have a great group of people from the Searcher. We have Captain Mike Totter and Josh Evans and Rachel Bolka, all from the Searcher, and talking about that fantastic fishing platform. And boy, are we ready to go fishing.
No doubt, man. Yeah, it is happening. And great weather is here. The fishing season is upon us. Searcher's going, and boy, it's less than a month countdown now, man, to fishing season, and we're just chomping at the bit to get things rolling here. And we're excited to talk to you. If you want to be a part of the show this morning, talk to the crew from the Searcher. You can send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Apps have been, or the texts have been fantastic.
Really
lots are rolling in, but we got another full hour of taking your text here on the stream, and as well as Facebook and YouTube Live. And again, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. But when you send your text in, make sure that you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, because if you win that big prize at the end of the show today, we wanted to make sure to get it to you. And again, what a killer prize for one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. And that's a brand new pack of the Osea Sardine Waver jigs. Pardon me. Really killer brand new slow pitch jigs from Shimano, and somebody's going to get a really killer assortment. Well, over $100 worth of new jigs coming to one lucky caller or texter again at the end of the show today. So yeah, great times, and we're having a lot of fun doing it as well. And with that said, it's time to find out what's going on. We're going to continue on our catch report. We got our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. And today that great report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience for your next long-range trip. Check out the easier online system to book your processing orders. Also, with new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today. We got them on the line, Captain Mark Wish. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, Mike, Rachel, Josh. You got the full house in there today. You guys are doing a good job, having fun.
Thanks, Mark.
But, God, I got to tell you, what a pleasant surprise to get up this morning, look outside, see clear skies, no wind, no rain, and then looking at the main weather page on NOAA, see no watches, no warnings, no advisories, just a blank screen. It's been a long time coming to have nice weather on a weekend, so... Yeah, gotta love it. So, along the coast, now those water temps really did take a hit there with that breeze we had earlier in the week, down to low 50s in some areas, even heard of a 49. That's, just chilly. And, it's gonna take a little bit as, temps bounce back, you know, for those bass to shake off them wintertime doldrums, but it is springtime, days are longer, sun angles higher, especially with the sunshine. Those calico bass love that kind of condition, so. We'll see if they start waking up here. And as expected, with rockfish season now open and guys able to get to them, all depths are available, and it's been really good fishing, a lot of quality here the last couple of days. And remember, guys, there's only two red snappers. They changed the limits, only two. And if you're filleting on the boat, you got to leave all the skin on, not just a skin patch, the whole skin.
The whole skin. Or the whole skin patch? So, not the body or anything, but the entire skin.
Dude, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Mark. I had no idea that was a rule change.
Yeah, I was looking at the regs, and I'm pretty sure that's the way I read it. So
okay, good, okay. Good. Yeah. Man. I would have botched that one for sure. That's good info, man. Thank you.
So, don't forget that guys. So Catalina here. Now we're still waiting for them sea bass. They have not got the memo that they're supposed to be biting. Or maybe they are, just guys didn't find them or whatever, but, still pretty good halibut fishing over there. And, like the coast, the weather at the island was just harsh midweek. I mean, gusts of 50 over there. And, so as you can imagine, that water just took a hit, definitely be in recovery mode, although it is bouncing back quickly, it looks like. Now, Clemente, this is good news because we haven't had any Clemente reports in a really long time. A few boats did get over there, looked around. They did find a little bit of squid. Pretty sure that was in the cove. And I don't know if they caught any gamesters on it, but lots of cods, as you might expect, and did get a first hint of some surface action. Well, maybe today we'll get a little more info on what happened with that yellowtail over there. And then another couple zones for you guys to keep an eye on, both La Jolla on the coast and the famous Coronado Islands. There have been some good schools of yellows around, not biting all that good yet, but some of that La Jolla fish especially, with just some whoppers were caught up there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, you know, conditions are straightening out, and we got a week of nice weather, it looks like. So we're going to get a chance to see what's actually around and wants to bite. We're on the cusp of a brand new season and can't wait to see how it all shakes out.
We like it at fishdope.com. Danny and the boys will have all the information for you. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're 9th and Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the Chevron station. And the phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I'm excited for next week's report, man. Between
yeah.
the guys looking around offshore and guys poking around, well, there's boats at nip now, so we're going to get some reports from the outside with this nice weather. It's going to get good finally.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. Hey, thanks, Mark.
You're so ready.
Appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday with better conditions.
You got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Appreciate that very much.
All right, that's going to wrap up our catch board. I had a great text for the crew. It says, good morning, guys. I was wondering how many people fit in your staterooms and how you pair people up in case I wanted to bring my wife on a trip. Are they two-person rooms, or would we get set up with another couple? Also, my question is about meals. We've never done a trip on the searcher. Are meals included? Are we able to purchase a meal plan? That's all from Alex in San Carlos.
Well, I can speak to the rooms. We can normally we put one person, two people, up to four people in a room, depending on the stateroom. When people call to book, I'll ask or they'll tell me if they're fishing with somebody, and then when it comes time to put people in rooms, we put them in a room together. It's actually very helpful when people tell me, hey, my friend's fishing on the boat, can I room with them?
Yeah.
And if somebody's traveling with their wife, are there often accommodations to put just those two in a room together?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then what about the other questions?
And for the food, everything's covered for the most part.
It's part of the price, right?
Yeah, it's part
There's
of the price.
There's no extra cost.
No extra cost, coffee, everything, beer and... it's not included, of course, but and sodas. But other than that, everything is covered by us.
What's a rundown of food like on the day? I mean, the only reason I ask is I know you're always putting out extras and specials and snacks. Like, what's a typical fishing day like on the galley side of things on the searcher?
Standard, you know, breakfast. It's all dependent and stuff like that. But standard breakfast, put a mid morning snack, lunch, and then mid afternoon, and then dinner. Say that there's even a bluefin bite.
Midnight snack.
Yeah.
I love how much Josh just rolls over. I mean, it's all day long that there's things coming. I know, midnight snack. Mid-morning snacks are like not a, you know, it's not a bowl of Chex Mix that somebody throws out on the counter. When you guys chef up all day long, you just roll over that like it's nothing. I mean, it's one of the coolest parts about it. Like, you guys kill it.
Yeah, and if I'm on the deck at night and it's late at night, I'll come and go in and...
Yeah, midnight snack
something. That sounds like what's an example of a midnight snack? And you guys been kicking butt?
Usually.
Oh yeah. How about that? How about winding your butt off all night long in the dark, trying to catch a bluefin, and then have somebody throw a BLT at you?
Oh, come on.
That's pretty cool, Josh.
That's pretty cool. And then, what if somebody has special dietary restrictions?
For special dietary restrictions, just, you know, let us know prior.
Like if somebody's a vegetarian, somebody doesn't eat meat.
Very common. Whatever. Rules are always fair. But not like exactly.
Can you group her with every meal?
What?
Can you group her with every meal?
Oh, yeah, I could. No complaints.
That'd be all right. That'd be good. Hey, I have another great text here. It's from Matt in Camarillo. And Matt writes and says, good morning. Always wanted to hop on the searcher. Are we allowed to bring our own kite gear? He's a left. He's a lefty. He says.
Typically no. You know, we have our own kite. You can bring your own kite rod if you want.
If he's a lefty,
yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, don't bring any kites or anything like that.
So yeah, you've got all the kites. But if you wanted to bring a kite rod and you're a left-handed guy,
yeah,
bring it.
But yeah, we could send it out on the trip to it, no problem.
Yeah.
Better be able to finish that thing off. The last thing Mike wants to have to do is finish
it. Yeah, what would you do? Would you flip it upside down or what?
I had to finish a big fish for somebody once on left-handed tackle. It is... It's very awkward if you're not used to doing it. You know what I mean? You kind of get in the
I'm
zone.
I'm left-handed.
And you
I don't think fish. I can
Man,
do
that
it
is,
very well.
Yeah, it's patting your head and rubbing your tummy at the same time.
Yeah,
all of a sudden,
exactly.
It's like a lot tough. You know, you wouldn't think that just switching your hand to turn the handle could be that big of a deal. Man, it's tough sometimes.
A little different. Yeah, for sure. And so, yeah, bring it, Matt. All right, you have another good text, huh?
I thought so. It says, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My question, talking about the nice weather. Mike, when you're headed out early in the season and you don't have a lot of fishing info to work with, what are you looking for and trying to decide what move to make? Can't wait to go on the searcher with you guys this year. Looking forward to a great trip. That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Basically we're looking for some sort of info to base it off of, and then you know, we're looking at water pictures and going off of what we've you know, what guys have seen the day before, or if there's no one out, I think Frank said that the plane was up yesterday, and so we're going off info and water pictures.
Yeah. So you're not shooting blind.
No.
You know where you're going. Yeah. Especially with more coverage on the water. Right now, Aliar on the Polaris Springs is the only guy out. That's tough.
That's tough, yeah.
But he's got the guys down below fishing bluefin. Spotting for them,
yeah.
So that helps.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it gets easier later in the year when you have.
Yeah. Now, why do you think? I mean, obviously, there's bluefin there, and they're just not showing here for the last day. What happens? What have you seen that they just disappear for a day?
Yeah, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
This time of year, it seems like they make really, really big moves, or they're pretty wild this time of year. It takes a little while for them to settle in. I think. We saw it last year, and there were some really big moves last couple of years, you know, up and down the coast. You know, they'll pop up 60 miles away or more overnight. So it's just not having any coverage. It's very, very hard.
Yeah. Jeff on the fan, our producer on the fan, was telling me this morning. He says, "Hey, what do you know about these big anchovy balls that we're seeing in Santa Monica Bay? I guess there was a big news report about these giant balls of anchovy. That's kind of everywhere, all over Southern California right now, right?
Yeah,
that's a good sign, huh?
Yeah, you know,
that's what you want to see.
Yeah, the fish, you know, bluefin love anchovy.
Yeah,
yeah. So
that's what drives those bluefin crazy, right? Yeah, you want to see that stuff. Hey, I have a great text here from John and Carson. And John writes, good morning, guys. Great show. I have a tackle question. Tackle 10 or 12 on a 40-pound outfit. I want to convert from my single-speed star drag lever drag reel. I know I have my opinion. What do you think, Ricky?
That's the bubble, man.
Yeah.
I think that you need to go into a tackle store and put both of those in your hand. So a Tackle 10 is...
My favorite reel, by the way.
Yeah.
Number one on my list.
Man, it's a tough call. I'm a Tackle 10 guy for my 40-pound outfit. So a Tackle 10 is very much capable of fishing 40-pound, but that's kind of the top end of it. So you get, with Tackle 10, you get a much smaller reel. It fits in your hands better. It's lighter. It's easy to cast. It's a lighter weight spool, so your bait pulls line off the reel easier. So all those things are great. On the flip side, a Tackle 12... it's a shorter, skinnier reel. It's a little taller. It's a little bigger in your hands, but with a bigger reel comes bigger gears, bigger drags, bigger handle. You make more power. It's easier to turn the handle on a fish.
So, and with the new Tackle A,
even
more power than before.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think that you just need to put those in your hands and let that dictate it. Like the Tackle 12 40-pound, no problem. It's on the lower end of the line that you can fish. The TAC-10, 40-pound being the higher end, but it's that's the right bubble making that decision.
But you can fish on that TAC-10, you can fish 25-pound, you can fish 30 all day long. And
exactly.
Like you say,
I would say most common, you get yourself a Talica 10 and you fill it with 65-pound Max Quattro, and exactly like you said, you could make that your fly line, kelp patty, 25-pound reel, all the way up to a comfortable 40-pound, you know, outfit. TAC-12, you'd probably fish 65 or even 80-pound Max Quattro, and you could fish anywhere from, you know, 40 or 50-pound on that thing. So for me, it's a TAC-10, but, yeah, that's a...
Now that we've thoroughly confused you.
Yeah, that's a...
But just like Rick said,
you just gotta
go
put
into
it in
the
your
TAC shop and
put it in your hand and decide. You got smaller hands, the TAC-10, no problem. You got big hands, fish a 12.
Yeah. Very good.
All right. Well, hey, I had another great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. My name is Doug from Paris. The Searcher is such a top-of-the-line operation. Mike, Josh, Monkey, the boys, you guys have the best crew around, and I've fished with a lot of them. I try to do at least one trip every year, and this is for something that I want to pass along to all the listeners. Searcher is one of the only boats that I know of that allow you to make a minimum down payment and then make monthly payments. This helps tremendously for my budget and allows me to do more trips. Great work on everything, Mike and crew. Can't wait to come see you later in the year.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
And that's it is a great point. And, Rachel, I know that people can do that, too. You know, if you don't necessarily have the whole thing right up, you can put a down payment, secure your spot, and pay off your trip, you know, as you go.
Yes, that's correct. We have a monthly payment system, and when you book a trip, it will deduct that day that you book and then deduct once a month until the trip is paid
That's
for.
Really cool.
Oh, so
yes,
you just give them your credit card. They just give you a credit card and it's automatic.
It's automatic.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Sweet. There's no interest.
Great. You don't have to call again. Just like every month you're going to get dinged, you know, X number of dollars depending. They just divide the cost of the trip divided by however many months.
Correct.
That's awesome.
Nice.
I didn't know that was a thing. That's great.
That's a really
what a great
really
killer.
Helpful.
People
like it.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Fantastic. Little bit a month is kind of no big deal. You take the whole chunk at one shot, it's harder to
it's
harder to
less to notice.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Cool. Good idea.
Getting lots of texts like this, like the past one and this one. This is from Michael. He says, hey, Searcher was the first long-range boat that I fished on. Since then, I've been booking trips on the boat for the past 15-plus years. What keeps me coming back is the customer service by the owners, old and new, and the outstanding crew. I can't wait for this fishing season to commence. I got two trips planned. Hey, Monkey, I missed you, man. That's Michael Towns.
All right.
So, yeah. So lots and lots of texts, lots of
good
things. So. That's it's always nice to hear that when you take over a boat, when you guys start owning a boat, right? You know, Art and Celia did such a fantastic job before, and it's nice to be able to hear that people are still happy with the operation. It's got to be, huh?
Yeah.
I have another great one. Is from Darren. It says, hey, guys, can't wait to come fishing with you. I have a three-day trip booked in July. I was wondering if you could give me a quick rundown of the three most important rods and reels to have on a three-day trip.
I think, you know, well, especially the way the fishing has been lost, I don't know, however many years now. Heavy setup, you know, 100-pound setup. Some, you know, a big two-speed reel and a heavy rod, or it doesn't even have to be a big two-speed reel. But then, you know, like something you can fly line 30 or 40-pound with, and something you can fly line 50 or 60-pound with. I think that, you know, you had to pick three setups, so that pretty much covers it.
All right. Cool. Hey, John from Mira Mesa has a good question here. It says, good morning, gang. After boat schedule is posted with costs, et cetera, is there still potential for an additional fuel surcharge on a trip?
There is potential for it. We didn't have to do that last year. You know, it all depends on the fuel prices.
You just don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. No, yeah, 2 years ago we had to... I think everyone had to do a small surcharge. Last year we didn't. The fuel prices stayed within, you know, stayed low. So hopefully the same this year.
Yeah, fingers crossed. The low fuel prices.
Yeah, they don't like doing that. But
yeah, what's your favorite trip to run, Mike? What's the trip that's like, I can't wait to go on this trip? Do you like the longer ones, the shorter ones? What do you think?
I think. Like the can't wait to go on this trip sort of thing is you know, some of these. We have an 8 day in August, I think, you know, just because we do the short trips, the two to four day trips starting now, and then you know, kind of change of pace. So
yeah,
I look forward to doing those just because I think it's not so much because of the fishing or what we're doing. It's just because it's a change of pace.
Change of pace. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Josh?
Yeah, I like warmer weather. So
yeah, warmer weather. Yeah. Down in the tropics.
Yeah, definitely down south.
Yeah, get down there for sure. Talk about the rest of your crew. Of course, Mike, you're not running the boat every single day the boat's out. Talk about the rest of your crew on the Searcher.
We've had this sort of the same core group for a while now.
Yeah, you guys really have.
Yeah, Ryan and Sean, Monkey, as most people know us. But
Chongo.
Caden and Shane. Shane stepped up last year and ran his first few trips. He had a couple good trips out there on the Cortez. That was really good fishing last year. And then he ran an 8-day trip last year and he had very, very good fishing, like that good yellowfin fishing we were talking about. Got off to the rocks. I think he caught everyone in Oahu. That's one of our goals with those 14 fastener trips. You know, is to try and catch everyone in Oahu, or you know, if it's available. And being 14 people, only having, you know, 13 other guys on the boat, you have a pretty good opportunity then. Well, so we got Josh, Dan in the galley. Yeah. A couple of guys that have only been there for a year, Jeff and Rob.
All more seasonal guys.
Yeah. And then we have our long time, you know, part time, like Kenny still comes down and works some trips.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. He still comes out.
He's still there. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. So you're not on every trip with Asha.
No. This year I'm going to bring whoever new guy Kyle, but he's been working on boats. He worked on the producer and stuff like that. And he's worked a trip with us before, but he'll be with us this year for the most part when I'm not here.
That's got him working all your areas.
Yeah. I'll be on certain trips and stuff like that for people that request and stuff like that. But yeah, I'll be here.
Well, speaking of first trips and things, I thought this was a fun text. Good morning, guys. So, Mike, I was on your very first solo trip when Art still had the boat. You took us to Ensenada and then out to Guadalupe, and we had the most fantastic fishing. I was wondering if you could talk about a little bit what it was like with the nerves when you take the boat out on your own for the first time. For us passengers, you were great. It was from Ed and Ventura.
Yeah. What's up, Ed? Yeah, I remember that first trip I ran, 6-day Guadalupe Island trip.
Definitely some nerves.
Definitely some nerves. But you know, when we're going out there, when we were fishing Guadalupe, you know, there's a lot of boats coming and going, so you have a lot of info, and all the guys we work with are you know, very helpful. You know, Brian Evans and Brian Chiara, those guys are out there when I got out there, and they really helped me out there the first year, especially Mike Lackey, all those guys are very, very helpful in fishing that place. Especially, it's pretty intimidating going out there and fishing next to those guys when you've never been out there, or you have, but you know, never driven the boat out there or anything. But
it's got to be such
all those guys really, really helped me out.
It's got to be such a feeling, like you say, you had been there, you know, hundreds of times, but then all of a sudden when it's your job to decide where to put that anchor down, like it's got to be a completely different thing.
Yeah, and also, you know, our had me dialed in with our plotter, all the spots that he's been fishing there for, like we said, 40
years. That helps.
Yeah.
Push the button, here we go.
But I'm sure it's cool for you now, you know, it's such old hat now, like you get to be that guy too. Like, you know, when a guy's doing his first trip and doing all those things, like now you get to pass that along and set a guy up for the same success that you had. It's pretty cool. And the communication amongst these boats too, I think is so unique too. Like, what other industry do you so closely work with, you know, who are your competitors, but they're also your best of friends, and you know, you work with everybody every day. I mean, you're vying for the same passengers and the same dollars, yet everybody works so good together. It's a really unique industry and pretty cool to get to be a part of.
Yeah,
for sure. Hey, John in Upland has a question for Josh, and he says, do you ever make fresh ceviche on the boat? And what kind of fish do you use? Tuna, skipjack, yellowtail, and what's your recipe?
I refrain from tuna for the most part for ceviche. That'd be more of a pokey thing, or like a carpaccio. But yeah, most white fish, or at least you want to call it pink fish, I guess, would be considered ceviche. And
how do you make it?
Oh, how do I do it? There's multiple ways to do it, but it's like, you know, make a pico de gallo. You cure the fish in salt and lime and red onions.
For how long?
It's dependent. It's like wahoo, I'd only do for like 30 minutes. Anything after that turns to mush. Trigger fish is usually longer. Yellowtail, the finer you chop it up, then cure it, kind of has like a shrimp-like kind of consistency to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it all varies, but yeah, main basis is the pico de gallo, the salt, and also like you can separate the pico de gallo and make it inside with that, and then cure the fish with the salt, lime, and onions on the other back.
Salt, lime, and onions.
Yeah.
Keep in the refrigerator.
Yeah, keep in the refrigerator. More, I'd say probably an hour. It's, again, when you see the meat change its color and it starts cooking, the process, the acid starts cooking and stuff like that, you usually can gauge it. So make sure you mix it and then check it again. And then once all the fish is basically changed color for the most part, I would throw the pico de gallo in, let it rest, and let it hang out another 30 minutes and then serve it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What do you serve it with?
Avocado. It depends. Like some places, like they serve mayo with it. Avocados,
chips,
saladitas, like anything. Yeah, anything.
What about? Okay, you mentioned poke. You like making poke?
Yeah, I love making poke.
What's your poke recipe?
I have thousands of them.
Thousands. Do you have one that stands out that people just are wild about it?
No, it's just simple one. Like there's the like spicy sesame mayo one, which is keep it simple, green onions, sesame oil, cube pie mayo. I like putting a little bit of Tabico in it, some sriracha, and maybe some like chopped chili, like red chilies in it and stuff like that to give it some more bite to it, and then just mix it in together. And
so,
maybe a little bit of lime too.
So the big question is how big of cubes do you use, or how do you chop the tuna?
About half an inch.
Half an inch cube?
Yeah, nothing too big. You want it to fit in your mouth, you know, to chew on. Yeah, not too small.
Sounds really good.
Yeah.
What was the mayo that you talked about?
It's called Q-Pie. It's like a Japanese mayo.
Japanese mayo.
It's K-E, or was Japanese. Oh, yeah, it's Japanese. K-E-W-P-I-E.
Okay. It has a special flavor.
Oh, yeah.
Works really well
in
pokey. It
has MSG in
it. You have a what?
I think it has MSG.
The secret ingredient.
Yeah, secret ingredient. I think that's what it's
funny. Well, I had another fun text. This is a shout-out to Josh, Mike, and the crew. I fished one of their 8-day limited load trips and had a fantastic experience. Quality with service. Josh has fantastic culinary skills from loading to departing to quality experience with the fish. I had a fantastic time. That's from Monkey's next door neighbor, John from OB.
What up, John?
What up, John?
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mark in Fallbrook has another good question here. It says, good morning, captains. Electronics are so important to all of us. Is there a class or a YouTube video I can watch to improve my electronics game?
There probably is, but you know, the best thing to do is spend some time in the water looking at them.
Yeah, that's the key, right?
Yeah.
Spend a lot of time looking at them. I can tell you this. I put Raymarine electronics on my boat, the new Raymarine that was now since they purchased my Fuhrer. They have an incredible online class. If you just go to raymarine.com, and they have numerous different classes on, it's called like Raymarine Live, and it's on YouTube, and you can watch different things on how to change your unit, and I'm sure it would apply to other electronics too, but it's specific to Raymarine, but I'm sure you could figure it out. But check that out, raymarine.com, and look at their online classes, and they have multiple different classes on various different types of electronics, using your radar, if you have a FLIR camera, using your depth sounder, fine-tuning your chart plotter, all of that stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I had another great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. In years past, during the daytime when searching for tuna, you would always see milk crates hanging on the corner of the stern filled with tuna cord and heavy mono leaders dragging a jig. Is that just an archaic technique that's not practiced anymore? Do boats still use boat lines? And does or did the searcher ever do this? That's from Mike and Rosemead.
Yeah. Yeah, you, I think that, you know, when we're coming home on our whale watching trips, we have the boat lines out coming home. It's just the crew that rides the boat on the way home. When we're traveling up and down the coast, we use them. Yeah, no, it's, I wouldn't say it's archaic, but.
Dragon Allure will never stop working.
Still works.
Yeah. Whenever we're going up and down the coast.
And in the Albacore,
and if we ever get out,
I was gonna say in the Albacore days, pre-sonar days, you know, you relied on jig strikes to get the boat stopped, and those boat lines often had like a 5-pound sinker in them, so it would be, you know, be the only way of trolling a jig a little bit deeper. And you know, there were times when the boat line would be the only thing that stopped the boat and got a bait stop started.
Yeah, you want to hear that? Right? That's the one you want to hear.
That's it.
Yeah.
But you know, you know nowadays it's trolling never stopped working and always did. But you know, tuna fishing wise, you're no longer relying on a jig strike to get the boat stopped. And you know, I would guess some, you know, there are probably times when it could almost be a hindrance when you're trying to position the boat on a school and get the boat where you want it stopped in front of everything, rather than, you know, stopping the boat because as you're approaching and you get a jig strike and have to stop and watch the school sneak away from you.
Yeah, we've already used the boat lines, you know, when we're traveling so that we don't have to stop the boat. You know, you can pull it, whatever, you know, skip it across and throw it on. So, you know, if we're trying to get somewhere, that's when we'll use the boat lines.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here. More of your phone calls, more great info from Team Searcher. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on Facebook, YouTube, Live, the Let's Talk Hookup app. We got more coming your way.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, we talked about the Talica reels.
Right.
And the new series Talica A's
yes.
are available now in a 12, a 16, 20, and 25.
Correct.
More power, smaller feel in your hand, and
different drag system. You know, they went from a single disc to a twin disc drag system. Handle changes on the 20 and 25. Lower low gear ratio in the taller reels, that 2025, 12 and 16, again, increased free spool. They're just awesome. They took a fantastic reel. They somehow made it better.
Yeah, how do you do that?
I don't know, the best
reel on the market, and you made it better. Yeah,
that's Shimano for you.
Yeah, so check it out. The Talica 12, 16, 20, and 25 at your local Shimano dealer.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or all electric, to meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Up, having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking Team Searchers, so much cool stuff going on.
Yeah,
this
so much. And we have Rachel, who, if you're watching us on YouTube, Rachel, of course, here, and she manages the phones and all the dot stuff, right?
Yeah.
You ever get out on the boat?
I've been on two trips.
Two trips.
Yes, last year.
You like to fish?
I like being on the water.
You like being on the water? That's all right. Good answer. Honest. And, of course, Mike is the captain. And, of course, Chef Extraordinaire Josh here having a good time talking fishing. Norm, a lot of fans out there on the searcher. I mean, it's like we're getting just flooded. I mean, it's like the number of texts, 50, 75 texts, all talking about how great searcher is.
Yeah, Norm, that's exactly what the problem is. Yeah, we've got so many great texts, but they're all exactly the same thing. Oh, my God, love the searcher. I'm going in June. Can't wait to see you guys. Oh, my God, Team Searcher's so great. Rachel's the best. See you in July. Yeah. Like, it's all the same
thing. Here's another one from Norm Fujimoto. It says, having fish with Mike and Josh, I can highly recommend the Searcher. The crew is first rate. The Searcher is a great boat for a first-timer as well as the experienced fisherman. The great crew, the crew is really great with kids, too. Don't miss out on taking a trip on the Searcher. How about that, huh?
Yeah, Norm's a man. He's one of the Iserline reps. And
oh, okay, that's Norm.
He sponsors two trips a year. We have a 4-day, which I believe is full, and then our last trip of the year, Norm, with Iserline, and then Rich and the Knee Deep Brewing are co-sponsoring a trip. So
that's cool.
So line and beer?
Free line, free beer. Yeah.
That's a good trip. Are there spots available on that trip?
There are. There's 9 spots.
Oh, wow. And how many day trip is that?
That's an 8-day trip. 20 limited to 20 passengers.
20 passengers.
Yeah, it's our last trip of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the date on that?
November 18th to the 26th.
And you'll be back the day before
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Right. Wednesday of Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yeah, that's
so you have plenty of time to get back there.
Yeah.
The last one.
And it's always a great trip. We haven't had every year. It's been amazing. So.
Yeah. So free line, free beer, and great
good
fishing.
Times, yeah.
And a good time with 20 people. Yeah. Are you kidding? So when you say, I step it up a little bit sometimes, like what would be a step up for Josh? I mean,
I don't know. It's like we can get filet mignon. We do scallops. We do, you know, just more flair, I guess.
A little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Mike, more pizzazz. And
filet mignon and scallops and something like
turf
that.
And turf and stuff like that.
Wow.
You get to enjoy it all the time. What's your favorite thing that Mike chefs up in the galley for you guys? Like what's the standout for you?
Ooh. You know, whenever he's making fish, you know, it's always fresh when we're out there. You know,
yeah.
We'll have someone will donate a fish to the galley, or we'll have one of the crew or myself line one in, and we'll cut it up right there. You know, put it in the fish hole, pull it out, cut it up, and eat it. So, you know, it's.
Yeah, we like
fresh fish pretty hard to
eat. We like showing the product of what you can do and what you know how. How you can handle your fish.
Yeah.
What you can do with it.
Shows off how well the boys take care of everything.
Yeah,
like,
take care of it.
Yeah.
Gill and gutting and bleeding and all that stuff.
And is it tuna? Is it wahoo? Is it grouper? What's if you had to pick one, what's a favorite?
Vermilion. Vermilion rock.
Yeah. Oh, I love Vermilion. Can't beat a red.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Reds are good. Yeah. Now, you have Aaron Barnhill, of course, formerly run the Rens Shogun, is now a commercial fisherman fishing the tuna pens.
Yes.
And you just got a pretty amazing text.
Yeah, fun text from Aaron, just a check-in, great bud. And he would just, you know, we were talking about the fishing and the ups and downs of things. He said Monday he made the largest set of his life on bluefin tuna. Said the tremendous amount of fish on, biggest set he'd ever made. And then in a follow-up to that, he said the very next day, it was all gone. Couldn't see it. You know, just typical bluefin. Most volume, biggest set he'd ever done. The next day, nothing. And then he also said, yesterday they saw nothing. This morning, they are seeing fish and aliars in the same area that he's in now.
Okay.
Those guys both were, you know, again, Aaron's such a great friend of our fleet. You know, he's obviously in charge of, you know, commercial bluefin, you know, in the biggest operation now. But, you know, family is family, and, you know, always, you know, he's been such a good check for the off season for all of us, but said that there's definitely fish up again. He's in the same area that Aliar is in, so fingers crossed for
him. So I'd say stay tuned and let's talk about tomorrow morning, because we may get some reports from
Aliar. How cool is that?
Huh?
Yeah. And, I mean, just that, you know, I mean, if that's not the most typical of bluefin, for one of the very best guys in our fleet to make his largest set ever on Monday, And then today, or, you know, either yesterday, rather, just nothing, nothing. Nothing. You know, it's just like that's...
And then now this afternoon, it's coming back.
Exactly, yeah.
That's or this
just,
morning.
That's those damn fish, yeah. Man.
Mark your calendar for May 24th, because we're going to have Aaron Barnhill on the show.
Hey,
yeah,
cool.
So Aaron's going to be back from his voyages, and we set this up a couple months ago.
Right.
Because he knows his calendar, and is willing to come and share his experiences on his new operation there.
Yeah, and that's an in-between season. So he does this, you know, yeah. Fishes the live bluefin pen operation, and then as soon as he's done with that, hangs up and gets the other boats ready for albacore fishing, and then, you know, has the famous Billy G, Jack Webster's old boat, and will fish albacore all albacore season. So a busy guy, so it's a rare time to get him on the beach. That'll be a lot of fun.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, no doubt.
You have a good text, too, huh?
I definitely do. Let me pull that right back up here.
Got a lot going on here in the studio, right?
Okay, this one was from Josh. It says, guys, Team Search are so well known. Mike, Josh, Shane, Ryan, Monkey Dan, all the rest of the crew, you guys are so fantastic. My question is for Mike, how do you add people to Team Searcher? It seems like your crew clicks so well together. What are the qualifications that you look for when you're adding a team member to the Team Searcher?
Qualifications, well... we've had the same sort of group of guys for a long time now, and it seems like it's a sort of the last couple employees have been, you know, a friend of a friend, or hey, you know, one of the younger guys, Shane or Kate, and hey, I got this, you know, I know this guy that's looking for some work. Do we need anybody? Or yeah, it's
a word of mouth. But, like, to his point, too, like, you guys seem like you all just gel so well together. And that's tight quarters. I'm sure that's a very important part of it.
Yeah, no, it's got to. You got to fit in and be, you know, get along with the rest of the guys, or it's not going to work out. You spend so much time together. So
you can be a great fisherman, but, if you know, Searcher has always had such a high focus on customer service. Like, yeah. You can be the best fisherman, but can't take care of the passengers. That doesn't fit the bill for you guys.
That's right.
Yeah. It's a team, right?
Yeah, one chief, not all.
Exactly.
One of our regular listeners, Cheer from Cardiff, just texted me. He says, loves my T-shirt, so I should probably talk about this T-shirt. It's a Hanson's T-shirt, and on the back is a picture of Cheer Critchlow on a longboard.
Oh, that's hilarious!
So I'll show that on the scene there. But
all right.
So Cheer's, I know he rides the boat with you too, and goes fishing with you. But Cheer's an old time famous longboard guy.
That's so rad. I had no idea that was Cheer.
Yeah.
The back of your shirt.
Yeah, he saw the shirt on YouTube, and so that was good. So Dan from Irvine has a question about gyros.
Ah.
We were just talking about that.
I was going to read the same
one.
Oh,
really? Okay.
Yeah.
Baker Marine has electronic gyros that are under 1,000. Actually, they're not under 1,000. They're about $12.50, something like that, the price for the Techno Stabies by
I think they were, and then the new model has replaced them at SPX, which I think is a little above the $1,000 mark, but still, in the world of those binoculars, a lot more affordable.
How do they stack up compared to the $5,000 brand? Okay, so we had this discussion. The Techno Stabies by Fujinon for basically in that $1,200 range, super lightweight, which is super, super amazing. Amazing power in two different powers, actually. Mm-hmm. You can get them super. You probably want the 14x40, I would guess, for offshore rather than the, like, is it like 60 or 50x40?
Yeah, I don't want to take this because I'm not sure. But I think it's a 14 and a 16.
The guys over at Baker Marine would be the guys to ask. But how do they stack up compared to, like, the Stabies scope, which is the Fujinon that Baker Marine also sells.
You know, they're a great tool. You know,
they're awesome.
Yeah, Techno Stabies. Most of the, I think like half of our crew has their own pair of Techno Stabies, and then of course we have a couple pairs of
the Stabies scopes
and pair of Frasers, you know, like true gyros.
Fraser Marrows, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. As far as bang for your buck, you can't really beat it, I guess, in a smaller set. But, you know, The Stethoscopes is what I prefer to use. You know, they're a lot more stable, and I mean, you're paying five times as much, so you don't.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot. They're a lot heavier, though. You know, you have to hold in your
a lot heavier.
Hold up your face all day.
It's not an easy call to make because they are, you know, they are five times as expensive, but they are not five times better. No. They're better.
They're better.
There is no question. When you pick up the difference,
when you sweep with the that gyro, you're going to have faster movement.
Just that locked in, solid, stable, steady, no movement picture is so much better in the gyros.
But is it five times better?
No way. That's where your budget and everything else. I mean, the comparison between a normal old school pair of 7x50 field binoculars to a pair of Technostabies, it's not even in the same world.
Yeah.
I mean, that jump is it's a tool you have to have. You know, that stabilized image, there's no difference. If the budget allows for it, the $5,000 set, it is so nice. And it is a big difference.
But for me, you know, holding them all day, man, that Technostabie is awful nice to hold for a long period of time, right? I mean,
yes and no. Let me throw a devil's advocate at you. Like, I have a pair of Fraser Mariners that Baker Marine,
right,
you know, tunes up, and like the extra weight aids in them being steady.
More stable.
You know what I mean? Like, yes, they're heavier to hold, but they also don't, you know, when you get your elbows tucked in or you're in a good spot or you're in the beanbag or wherever it is, like, the extra weight helps that from, like, the little bit of jostling around and a little bit of hand tremor. Like, so the reason I say that is my boat partner, Neil, he has a pair of Fraser Bi-Lights.
Yeah.
In theory, they're the same motor. His weigh a pound lesser than mine do. So, of course, well, I got to hold one extra less pound. That's way better. I like mine a lot. Like, I can hold my glasses more steady. And I think that extra weight is part of it. But again, I think more than anything, it's also because that's what I've used every time, and so that's what's most comfortable in my hand. But going back to his original question, those Technostabies are the best bang for the buck. Like Mike said, that's the best bang for the buck that it isn't fishing. The best fish-finding tool that you can have, short of having a, you know, $50,000 sonar like on board the Searcher, that's the best fish-finding tool that money pays for, period.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but if you don't have a $4,000 or $5,000 pair in your budget and you want to be on the water and in the game, Technostabies at Baker Marine,
the best.
Fujinon, absolutely a great investment.
And call those guys. Like they will, you know, they will. I can give you a little bit of like time that I've had on the deck. Those guys can break down what the actual difference is, what your cost gets you, what the difference in glass is, how they're.
And then you can go down there and try them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like they're the best.
Pick
them up. The other thing that I like about Baker is, you know, we've talked about Baker Marine for years. No affiliation previously. You know, they're the spot. Like, you can buy those things online. The money is no difference. The big difference is if and when there's ever a problem, spend your money with the guys who do the repair and the service. Like,
right.
Baker takes care of everybody's glasses and the whole fleet and, you know, commercial, recreational, whatever. Like, you want to develop a relationship with the guys who also help you on the back end rather than trying to save $60 on an online website somewhere. And then when your glasses fall, you've got nobody to go to.
Like, right.
Baker's the team at home.
They carry it.
Yep,
yeah,
no doubt.
For sure. Plus, they have those face shields. They sell the Baker Marine exclusive face shield, which is a absolute must on those glasses. Don't forget, Day at the Docks, 1 week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Baker Marine will be there, and they'll have a special on the Technostabies as well as the Stabiscope. So you want to go by the Baker Marine booth at Day at the Docks. You guys will have the boat at Day at the Docks, right? It'll be open house?
No, not open house, because we're still
working.
Yeah, yeah.
But the boat will be there.
The boat will be here, yeah. We haven't actually been here in... The boat's usually not here, so
yeah,
that'd be cool.
So you'll be able to see the Searcher.
Yeah.
And are you going to have a booth, Rachel, at Day at the Box?
Yeah.
You'll have a booth?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you'll come be able to kind of talk to Rachel about different trips, or kind of pick out your stateroom and all that, the
That's
layout.
Right.
Yeah. So,
or sign up for a trip.
Yeah, sign up for a trip at Day at the Box, so you don't want to miss that. And so that's a week from tomorrow, next Sunday, which is the 13th. Day at the Docks. It's an all-day festival. Starts at 9 a.m. We won't be doing a live broadcast this year. We'll be here in the world headquarters, which is actually right next door. But we will have a booth. Tommy P and Dave will be manning the booth for us, and we'll have t-shirts and hats. Fisherman's Landing will have a big sale going on, right?
Yeah, we do an inside and outside. Obviously, we get lucky enough that Day of the Docks happens in our backyard, so we have a big outside booth that will have all of our like closeouts, crazy discount stuff, like all of the things from PCS that didn't go. All of that gets blown out for Day at the Docks. It's how we kind of make room for things for our season. And then everything inside the store that's all first run merchandise will all be on sale also. Same deal, there's free Spectra promotions, discounts on all the reels, discounts on all the rods. It's a huge, big sale day that celebrates sport fishing, and yeah, we're pumped up.
It's a big day.
Totally.
Yeah, and I know Everingham Brothers, they actually have a booth.
That's always fun.
Yeah, they sell t-shirts and stuff and get to meet some of the guys. Speaking of Everingham Brothers, unfortunately, it's going to be while you're gone, but Corey will be here. We're going to have one of their main guys that runs the boat and catches the bait. For you coming up on, let's see, let me get the
dude. I am so
here.
Bummed. Yeah, that's the day that I'm gone. You're kidding me.
Yeah, but you're
going
to be in Hawaii.
Oh, that's
really.
Yeah, that's
yeah, but
rough.
It's Joey, who runs. I believe it's the EPCO or one of their boats. So it'll be my Joey Neves from Everingham. Thanks to Brian Kiyohara for lining me up with Joey, making that happen. But that's going to be a great show. That's going to be on Saturday, the 19th of April. We have some great shows coming up here. And next Sunday, for Day at the Docks, the one and only Steve Carson will be here in the studio with me. That's going to be so cool. We'll have some special guests popping in and out, too. But Day at the Docks, 1 week from tomorrow, Sunday the 13th. And you have a good text?
I thought so. This is from Brian. He said, hey, this is Brian from Dana Point. I tried for 2 years to get on the Searcher Ultra Limited Load trip, and last year in June was my first time for my birthday. We had an absolute blast. Can't recommend enough. My question is for Mike and for Rachel. Would it ever be possible to see a 10-day Ultra Limited Load in the future?
Possibly. I don't know. The boat used to do them. Short answer, yes.
is there any difference in where you go on an 8-day versus a 10-day, or is it just the same thing but you get extra fishing time?
I know the 10 days typically go further down and fish the lower banks, fish that big yellowfin, like those guys were last year, and more fishing time, you know.
Yeah.
The way that fishing was this year, though, 10 days is too many days.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. With that crazy elephant fishing.
Yeah, too much time.
A way of watching or something like that.
That's cool.
That's funny. Like I say, so many people have kudos for you guys, and you're just obviously doing such a great job. Jim in Morro Bay writes, says, hi, Captain Mike and crew. I've enjoyed 3 trips on the Searcher, mostly due to the captains and the crew. You guys really work your butts off and get us on the fish, and all the deckhands are very knowledgeable and willing to help, especially when somebody is struggling to get bit. Sean was so helpful to me when I got out and helped me get out of my slump. The food on the Searcher is excellent. While waiting to board the boat, the staff came out, greeted everyone with an ice cream bar. Oh, boy. As a treat. I didn't expect. Looking forward to my 8-day trip in the future. So that's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a nice little treat, bring out ice cream bars for everybody. That's kind of fun.
I dig it, and I really dig, I thought, just all the little touches that you guys seem to do go such a long way. I thought the payment thing was killer, and, I'm with Pete, man. It seems like every other text we had was just, I'm going again, can't wait to see you have a real cool family that comes fishing on board that Searcher.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool. A lot of dedicated people, but if you haven't tried the Searcher, obviously it's popular, so try it. How do we do that, Rachel? How do we get on? Just check out the availability on the website?
Yes, you can go to the website, searchersportfishing.com, or you can call the office.
And they'll talk to you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
what's the number?
619-226-2403.
All right. Mentioned Day at the Docks once again. Rollo will have the grand raffle going on, which is, of course, the big deal. But they're also going to have the big, giant used tackle sale for all. This is all the tackle that's been collected over the last year will be on sale at Day at the Docks 1 week from tomorrow, Sunday, the 13th, and that's going to be a great day. So they're also going to be having the Bass and Rod giveaway, $10 raffle tickets, giving away a ton of great stuff. Oh, look, Wyatt's in the studio. Say hi to the camera, Wyatt. Wyatt Maxa is here. But yeah, Sunday Day at the Docks, big day, a lot going on.
It's
with
so
Rado.
So much fun,
and,
yeah.
It's going to be fun, for sure. It's going to be good, lots of good stuff there. And of course, when we come back, maybe we'll have Wyatt flip the coin.
Hey,
giveaway things. And, stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live. We'll be right back.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. APCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. APCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty slit rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on APCO.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fisherman in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookups. Time to find out who's got themselves that killer pack of Osea sardine waver jigs. And Rachel's going to do us the honor of flipping the prize coin.
Okay.
All right. Today we have a caller. Congratulations, Dawn in Woodland Hills. You got yourself a full new tackle pack to go on your next trip on the searcher. It sounds like you got a bunch stacked up. So you got something new to use.
The Shimano Osea slow pitch jigs. Congratulations. It's Team Searcher, Josh, Mike, obviously, and Rachel. You guys do such a great job.
Great,
so many
guys.
Kudos and great show. If somebody wants to ride on the searcher, Rachel, how do we do it?
They can go onto our website and look at our open trips. If there's a trip they're interested in, they can sign up on the website or they can call the office at 619-226-2403.
All right. Very good. And there's availability, believe it or not, on the two-day Let's Talk Hookup trip is booked.
Yeah.
But the you can always get on a waiting list if you want.
Yeah.
But there's some spots left on the day and a half in September, September 10th, which is a prime time for a day and a half, right? Yeah. There's spots left on that.
Yes, we have five spots.
So so what's the story on that? The boat leaves at like 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, something like that?
Leave about 5 or 6 in the evening. And then, then fish the next day and then return at, 5 or 6 in the morning.
Full sun up, sundown fishing.
That's pretty cool. Well, hey, great. Thanks, guys, for being in here. Hey, thank you to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks to you out there for joining us here. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Cameron Cribben from the Mission Bell will be here. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the YouTube, Facebook Live, Let's Talk Hookup app, and 97.3 The Fan.